Welcome to Paul Alive Past and Present. This is your host, Eric Ortega. Today we'll be discussing the word Nena. Nena, which means my father. And our phrase this week means my father has arrived. Check out this clip.
Nena, my father has arrived.
That was Paul Miranda saying the phrase, my father has arrived. After we discuss that phrase, we'll be checking out some clips from my interview with Sam Reed. Check out this clip from the interview.
When I was 12 years old, my dad, Bill Kalak, sent me to a Sherman, both Leonard and me, the Sherman Institute then.
That was the late Sam Reed. He went home last year. I did have the pleasure of speaking with him before his journey. I will share some of that interview in a minute. Now let's get back to the word Nena. I touched on this word in another before on another show. I used the phrase Chemish Atahim Kupanga. That means that we are the people from Kupa. And when I talked about that word and I was discussing the word Chemish, I noted how it means we, as in all of us. And I also said how Chem is a possessive pronoun and combined with the word Na, meaning father, means our father, Chemna, our father, Chumna, our father. And the word Na doesn't stand by itself. A person can't be just a father in the language. You have to be somebody's father. So, you know, it's either my father, your father, our father. And in this case, we're discussing the word Nunna, meaning my father. Nunna, meaning my father. The next word in the phrase is Mio, which is to arrive. And the past tense of this word is Miop, which when you combine the two together becomes Nena Miop. And that means my father has arrived. I didn't have any songs with this phrase in it, but I did get some songs from the Intertribal Bird Singers when they were singing at Bernice Ponchetti's 99th birthday party. It was a big deal on the reservation when they were singing there. And so, for your listening pleasures, check this out. Some clips from the Intertribal Bird Singers singing at Bernice Ponchetti's 99th birthday party.
I'm not
Thank you, Intertribal Bird Singers. And now that you can say my father has arrived, or Nena Meaop, let's listen to an interview with Sam Reed. I had the opportunity to speak with Sam Reed a while back, and he was a very fun interview. He had a lot of stories. When he went to school with my dad, Fernando Ortega, back in the 30s. That was up at Sherman in Riverside. And Sam Reed was an elder in the community, and most recently, everybody knew him for his gardening skills. He always had a garden, and he would teach some kids about gardening. He kind of treated it like a religion. He really was into the gardening. But, you know, that was when he was older. In his younger days, you know, he was born in Paula. He went to Sherman. He loved to box. He was a boxer for a while. And in the interview, he talked about his family and also about the fiestas that I know everybody wants to hear about the fiestas that they had around the reservations. And this was way back in the day. He talked about the big fiestas that were here in Paula and the other fiestas that were on the reservation. But most notably, he discussed traveling to and from the fiestas and how it was just it was different in those days, you know. I could say, don't want to say whether it was better or worse, but it was definitely different. And anyway, I'll let you hear it in his words. This is the interview with Sam Reed.
When I was 12 years old, my dad, Bill Collack, sent me to Sherman, both Leonard and me. It was Sherman Institute then.
Mm-hmm. What year did you start there?
1931.
Oh, okay.
And but before I went there, I went to high school in Fallbrook. I went there to 34, and they come and got me in for, and then I went to Fallbrook. And I went to Escondido, too.
Really?
Half a year, and then to Fallbrook. Then from Fallbrook to Sherman, that's where I ended up.
Was my dad in school there at that time?
Yeah, he was there. I remember him in Lawrence College.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be in the Alessandro building. We had three big buildings there. Alessandro, Wigwam, and Hiawatha. I was in Hiawatha, little guys. Mm-hmm. Fernando was in, I think he was in Alessandro, him in Lawrence College. And at night I could hear a boy that laughed. I said, well, there goes Fernando. Him and Lawrence, you know. I always remember that.
Who else?
Was older than me. Wasn't he?
Yeah. I should have brought it up, but I wasn't thinking of coming here when I came up to Rincon. But I was talking with Juan and stuff, and he said, you should talk to my dad. He knows a lot of stuff. He has a lot of stories and stuff. So here I am. But I got the yearbook from 1933.
Yeah, I was there in 33. Yeah.
And my dad was mentioned in there, but it doesn't have his picture because a lot of it's missing. It's not complete, but it has a lot of the names and stuff from the people that were going to school there.
Yeah.
And I think it only has the pictures of the ones that were seniors at the time, but not all of them.
Yeah, they had guys, the Britton boys, Joe Britton, big guy, and Woody Joe, he was a colonel or something. There was a military school the first year I went there. We had to march around and, like, recruits, you know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Bells or whistles or something to show you when end of class or lights out or any of that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What did they use, bells or whistles or shoot off a gun?
Each one, Bert Jameson, he was one of the disciplinarians, you call him or something.
Mm-hmm.
And went around there waking up the kids in the morning, you know, he'd come around. All he had to do was clear his throat and come up the stairs. You didn't know him, did you? Bert Jameson.
I didn't know Bert Jameson, but I knew Donald Jameson.
Well, his dad.
Yeah.
He had a real low voice, and he carried, you know. And he'd come up and go up the stairs, and he'd clear his throat. Boy, everybody'd jump up, get up, because he was mean, yeah.
I just talked to Donald Jameson about 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
I interviewed him on video and stuff. And he was saying how he went to school there with my dad. He knew my dad. He was real good friends with my dad.
Oh, for now, yeah.
Yeah. And, he talked about being at Sherman, too. But he was there as a family.
They lived there.
Yeah, he lived there because his dad worked there.
And the Mary was, she worked at the hospital there, the mother,
mm-hmm.
Mary Gulch. That's the one that I was telling that was Claudina's daughter.
Yeah.
She married Bert or James. And Rose Fisher's sister, Donald's aunt, she took care of the girls in the kitchen. And she was strict too with the girls.
Oh, really?
She was a big lady.
Oh, was she Rosemary Jameson or Rosemary Gulch originally?
No, she was Fish. She was married to Jones Fish, another white guy. Then they had two more, Kelly, so they call her Kelly, Salida Gilbert. She had the house up here, 5 acres. Then they had another one, Sister Edith Parrick was her name, married to Parrick. She was a gosh, too. Lived right in the corner here. Marilyn lives there now. And, well, that was that family, see. But they all moved to Riverside. They all lived in Arlington there, someplace.
Oh. They all stayed there from Sherman then, huh?
Yeah.
Stayed from Riverside.
I played in the band with Sherman.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I played in the band in Fallbrook, too.
What'd you play?
I played trumpet to start with. All through trumpet, cornet, same thing. Mm-hmm. But later on, I got in a wreck in Bakersfield when I was in the Army. And I wrecked my lip, and I couldn't cut the high notes. So I went to baritone horn. I played that in the Army, though.
The baritone horn?
Yeah. That's like a bass, but smaller. Anyway, we started our school here when we were just kids, you know. We call it Indian Day School up here. Mrs. Hayes from Escondido started us up. She taught us all instruments. Max Mazzei played the sax. Henry Rodriguez played the sax. Wesley Peters played the drums and the viola. Ruth played the piano, viola played the violin. And my wife, Vivian, she played the violin, too. The whole orchestra.
Oh, so you grew up with your wife, then?
I mean,
you knew her ever since you were kids?
Yeah, yeah. But she was 5 years younger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My dad was a white man. His name was Archie Reed.
Archie Reed?
Yeah. But he left when I was a baby.
Oh. How did, do you know how your mom met Archie Reed?
Yeah, Archie, he came with a bunch of people from Indiana. He was a Hoosier.
Yeah,
and that was way back in the early 1900s, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they went around the back way, I guess. Because there's a Reed buried in the Wanga there. And his name is Leonard, too.
Is that like an uncle, maybe?
I don't know. Could have been, you know.
And then your brother being Leonard.
Yeah. Well, Archie, he come down, and my mother was living in Paula then. But Paula at that time was on the backside, the main village. All the Indians lived there. Instead of up on the, where they're at now.
Yeah, they lived across.
Yeah, across the river. Mm-hmm. The Kalaks and Scots and all them. And there's all of them. And my grandfather lived over there. And my grandfather got killed there. And the bull ring, they had a bull ring there.
Oh, well, they did?
Yeah, that's where Ardias lived, someplace in there. Well, he's not there now. You know the Ardias?
I know the name, the street.
Tom Ardia and William. There's three of them that lived there in the end.
What was your grandfather's name?
Belisario Doyle.
Oh, that's Belisario Doyle.
Yeah, he was... in 1906. That's when he got killed. That's when they had a bull ring there. I guess they had bullfights and stuff there. Someplace in there. Frank Kalak lived right there. I think the sycamore trees are still there.
There's a lot of sycamore trees right there by Ardia Road.
Yeah. And there's two big ones there. I don't know if the house is still there. When we were little, we used to go there because my dad knew him, you know, and we used to visit over there. And then with big guy, Frank Kalak. Sure like Sylvester, you know, Veta?
Yeah.
He lived over here too, Sylvester, here in Rincon.
Yeah.
They lived up where Bill Warner lived at, he was a white man. Married to Christina Warner. They were the original owners of that Dobie house. There was two Dobie houses there. And for some reason, I don't know how Veta got over there. We used to call it Veta.
Veta, Sylvester.
Sylvester, yeah. We used to raise Cain with him. He was a big guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in the band, too. He played the trombone.
Really?
Yeah. And there's more, too, the Nelson boys, the old Nelson boys, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's dad was named William, too, William Sr. And the other one was Fred Nelson. But Fred, he died just lately.
Yeah.
Fred Nelson. Not Fred Jr., but Fred Sr.
I know the Nelsons, they all have the same names.
Yeah.
They all name their kids Junior and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's like me. My name, see? There was Sam, there's four Sam Reeds here now.
That's right.
There was. Two of them are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go to fiestas years ago. They had fiestas all over. Yeah. Paula had two fiestas. They had Corpus Christi first, then they had another San Antonio.
Oh yeah.
Fiestas later on. And some of them would double up. Miss Granny would double up with Paula sometimes. Even Potrero up here by La Jolla. Uh-huh. They had a fiesta a couple of years. Right there where my grandmother's place, up where Chucky Powell lives.
Uh-huh.
Right below there they had a fiesta there one year. And Potrero, La Jolla had fiestas all the time. Rodeos. And of course Rincon, now there. Two, three times.
Yeah.
Mesa Grande. And they say there all week, the fiestas in them days. Not like now, you go, they got cars, highways, you know. You can buzz down and buzz back, same night. Them days you had we used to go in the wagon from here to Saboba. Going Friday morning, early.
Uh-huh.
And then my good William Collette and Claudina, later down in the back of the wagon. And go start out early in the morning. Head up to Saboba. Get there just getting dark.
Really? Take all day, huh?
Yeah, take all day. We jump off the wagon, run along, jump back on.
Because the horses just walked mainly. They didn't jump.
We'd stop there in different places that he knew, you know. Give them water, give them a little break, they'd take off again.
What route did you take to get up there?
Well, it's way different what it was then.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, well, we went up there regular. The old road's still there, up to Wapichanga and now, Temecula.
Did you go up McGee Road? Or
No.
The old, the Paula Temecula Road?
Yeah, Paula Temecula
Road.
Up that way. We didn't go in the back, we went straight out, but you can see when you get to Winchester, we used to, way east of about a mile, there's an old road that used to go by there. It wasn't straight, not like it is now.
Mm.
And you would get to Hemet and right into Saboba through the back way. Then he knew Luke was there. The Luger family.
Oh.
They knew we were coming, and we'd have the horses, feed the horses and everything. He'd put them away and invite us to eat and all that. They'd take care of us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then come down here to Rincon, where they had fiestas there. But fiestas in the old days was a way different what it was, because they stay all week. But the fiestas in the old days was, people would greet you. That was really before my time even. But these were telling me, people from Rincon, they'd go up to Mr. Grande Fiesta in a bunch, their horses, wagon. They'd go up there by the reservation line, and they'd have a meeting place there. The Mr. Grande people would come and be waiting there for people to get there. Then they'd all go into the fiesta grounds and do their ceremonial flag racing and all that stuff.
Oh, that's a nice tradition.
Yeah, that not only that, you saw Cahuilla and Santa Rosa, Saboba, of course Saboba had fiestas all over.
Yeah, that seems like a nice tradition, greeting the people. As you can see, you know, I could see where they would all come in a bunch, being it was such a long trip.
Greetings, you know.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, like, I come up from Paula and stuff, everybody comes up at different times.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you say, you could be up here in 15 minutes and then be back home. As a matter of fact, I spent the night at Harrah's last night.
Yeah.
Drove my boys to school, went home, showered, came back up, had breakfast at Sarah's, mm-hmm. and then, like, coming here, and I checked in with work, and said I was going to come up here and do interviews, and, you know, after this, I'm going to go back down there again, clock out, and then go home, you know, and like you say, in the old days, that was all day to get from here to there.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, this is only about 17 minutes of the interview that I had with Sam Reed, and I wish I could play it all for you, but there just isn't enough time. I just can't imagine taking 3 days to get to Saboba. You know, I used to think that when you rode a horse for travel over long distances, that the horse ran the whole way, and so you got there a lot quicker. That's how I don't know much about horses or back in, you know, how life was back in the day, so it was really interesting to talk to him about that. And, you know, well, I guess you do get there quicker than if you were just walking, especially if you're carrying a load, but the horse can carry the load and just still walk, and it walks faster than a person can walk. And, well, we covered Nana Miaup, which means my father has arrived. And thanks to the Intertribal Bird Singers for letting me play a couple of songs from Bernice Pichetti's 99th birthday party, 99 years. And if you have any questions or comments, give me a call, 760-742-4200, or send an email to eortega@paulatribe.com. And that's all I have for this week. This is Eric saying so long from Paula Life Past and Present. Yeah.